Blog Talk Radio. For the first time, I opened the eyes of my soul, and behold, I saw you standing there. A vision of love never known until that second. For so many years, I wondered and waited on what love truly felt like. It seemed there was this missing element out of my world, so much so that it haunted me in my sleep at night. I'd wake up in cold sweats, and my heart would cringe to be blessed.
Good evening. You're listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kimberly Sherrell, also known as Kay Sherrell. And if you're hearing the accent, it's okay because I could be America's favorite Southern Belle. Thank you so much for joining me on this Thursday evening. I'm so excited about the show. February is all about fierce females, and I'm telling you, each week you will definitely want to tune in and check out the show. But of course, there's no greater way than to open the show with the two lovely ladies that I have the pleasure of interviewing tonight. Sharonda Salters, also known as the owner and CEO, the creative genius behind Ignora's Cosmetics. Cannot wait to talk to her. And first out of the gate tonight, none other than Red Summer. So excited to speak to Miss Red Summer again. It's been a few years since the last time I've had the pleasure of her company, and even though this is all digital stream, I'm still so excited. Cannot wait. So let's just get right down to it. First thing I want to talk about this week, and I don't care that it is Thursday, I'm still going to talk about it. Didn't I tell you last week that Ray Ray was going to get himself another Super Bowl title? Oh, my goodness. You talking about somebody screaming through the house? I think I was louder than my husband at our Super Bowl party when the Ravens pulled it off. They had me a little nervous. You know, the 49ers going to turn the power out, trying to make the Ravens lose their mojo. But it is all good in the hood because Ray Ray leaves on a high note. I'm so excited. I love it. I hate that some of the media, you know, they always have to find some type of way to turn it into something negative. The fact that the man gives God so much glory for all the things that he has accomplished in his life, and he's acknowledging that it is not him, you know, doing it by himself, and he's received flack, but it doesn't matter. He still has a Super Bowl title. Love it. The other thing that I have been so excited about this week is that the drought is over. Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb are officially boozing it up again at 10 a.m. I'm telling you, it is hilarious to watch them just sit there and pour drink after drink and booze it up, you know, on a morning talk show. But I love it. It's so, I don't know, just so funny. I'm so thankful and just sending, you know, prayers of thankfulness up the kid that had been held hostage in a bunker in Alabama was released this week. So thankful about that. Anyone that has children, or if you have nephews or nieces, you know how you would feel if someone abducted your little loved one. So I'm just so thankful that this little boy was able to be returned to his parents. Now, those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio with your host, Kay Sherrell, and I have the pleasure of speaking to Red Summer and Sharonda Salters today. So we're going to take a very quick, and when I say quick, I mean super quick break, and we'll be right back, and I will have on the line with me none other than Red Summer. Stay tuned.
Wet Whispers is book two in the book poetry series by poetess Kimberly Sherrell. Wet Whispers is about being honest about your emotions and speaking up. Too often in life, we allow others to mute our unique voice and speak for us. A mute individual will never be a truly happy individual. Wet Whispers is a book of hope. Hope that regardless of the situation, if you start being emotionally honest with yourself and others, your situation can change. However, in order for this positive change you seek to take place, you must be heard. This is what Wet Whispers is all about. being heard. Start your journey today. Purchase a copy of Wet Whispers. Wet Whispers is available on Amazon.com and SherrellInc.com. That's SherrellInc.com. Book one of this series is also available.
Thank you for staying with me and listening to Real Talk Radio with your host, Kay Sherrell, and I have on the line with me none other than the great Red Summer. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I love that answer. That is a great answer to say that you are amazing.
Yes. Look at the parking right now.
Say what?
I said I'm looking for parking right now.
Oh, you having so much fun in that parking lot, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So, who is Red Summer?
Oh, my goodness. That is, I almost feel like it's a trick question because it changes all the time. All the time. Initially, Red Summer's an educator. I spent 8 years teaching high school humanities and art and theater. I had a fantastic time doing that. And then I realized that I was good at what I was doing, but I wasn't doing what I was really good at.
Mm.
And so, yeah. So I gifted myself the opportunity to live my dream, like really and truly, so that when I'm talking to young people and I'm talking to my peers and to, you know, people that I'm speaking to at conferences and workshops, that I'm speaking from a place of power, you know, a place of someone who's overcome a lot to do a lot with that. So that's where Red Summer is now.
There were so many powerful statements in what you said. You initially, the first thing you said was you were good at what you were doing, but you were not doing what you were good at. And that the next powerful statement that I called was that you want to be able to speak to young people from a place of power.
Right.
Wow. That in itself is deep, because when you are doing things that you are passionate about, there is power behind that passion.
Yes. So, right. And I'm just excited to be on this journey and to have these opportunities that I have now.
It takes so much courage, too, to walk away from steady income, stability, that comfort, to walk away from that, to follow your dream. How did, I mean, what in you just said that, okay, this is, okay, now is the time. I'm just going to have to step out here on faith and sink or swim.
Well, you know what's funny is I actually tried to go back to work. Like, I had already quit, and I tried to go back. And I showed up, and my boss was so excited to see me and just so happy that I was here. And I couldn't stay. I had come all that way to come back. And I was standing in my old office, and I could not stay there.
Wow.
Yeah, I just said, well, it's going to be a trial, because I didn't do it, like, with a real plan. I didn't do it like, oh, I'm going to save up this much money. I'm going to have this backup plan. I just did it.
Wow. I can relate to a certain degree in that. And, you know, when you know that something is really not truly your purpose, it's extremely difficult to force yourself back into the situation once you step out of it.
Right, right.
So what's the inspiration behind your name?
My name came from, actually from my students. I was teaching a class called American Social History Project, and in that class we were studying the Red Summer of 1919, and it was a series of race riots that started in Chicago and just spread across the country. And as we were researching the Red Summer, we ended up finding out that, I got distracted. One of my movies is playing. We ended up finding out that a lot of the press about the event, the major press, didn't give a full view. It didn't tell both sides of the story. It was planted to make one person or one group of people look like the villains and the other two look like the heroes. And so my students have to go really deep, and they have to do a lot of research in order to find balanced information about 1919. And one of the things that they found out was that the events of that summer were the ones that catapulted the artistic renaissance of the 20s. So a lot of the artists that were writing protest art and were writing really strong words in the 20s, they were reacting to what had happened during that time. And the students said, well, that's what you do for us. You make us take the bad things that happen in our life, turn them into something to do, turn them into art. And the name stuck.
That is interesting.
Thank you. I don't want to. Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's very interesting. Wow, I don't think I've ever heard anyone put that much depth into that name, into their name in a while. I love that. A lot. I've interviewed a couple of rappers, and, you know, their name is something that, it was a nickname. They missed the basket, so everybody started calling them Goals or something like that.
Right.
But I love the depth of your name. So what inspires Red Summer?
Mostly inspired to tell stories that are not often told, or to, if I'm going to discuss a popular topic, to try to look at it a way that people aren't always looking at it. So an example, there's a lot of violence that's happening right now, especially in my hometown of Chicago, and children are just dying all over the city. And one of the latest stories was a little girl, I think her name was Hadia, and she was a very brilliant student, was a student of a friend of mine, beautiful young girl, and everybody was so captivated by how pretty she is and how talented she is, and just how much of a tragedy it is that this beautiful young girl was killed. But when I started to write about her, and I actually wrote a poem to her on Trayvon Martin's birthday, and it was just saying how I couldn't focus on how pretty she is and how much of a tragedy it is that she specifically was killed, because all of our children are important. All of them are special, and all of them deserve to live, even when they go astray, even when they don't have good grades, even when they, you know, don't do the right thing all the time. All of their lives are about. And so I think one of the things that kind of sets my work apart is my ability to see things in totally different ways.
Mm. That is so interesting. I saw the story about the young lady being killed out of Chicago, and it made the national news because she had recently been a part of the inauguration ceremony. And I was a little saddened, though, that story did not get the attention I guess I felt it deserved. I was so disappointed that for over a week everyone talked about Beyonce and whether or not she was lip syncing and these things. And to me, I'm thinking, who cares? Like, another young life has been taken from us. And it was so, I don't know, it really hurt my heart. And I can relate to what you're saying about all children are important. When I was in the classroom, I taught language arts for 5 years. Those were the students that I mainly taught. It was the forgotten students. It was this child doesn't deserve a second chance. You know, it was those students, but by law, we still have to educate them, so we're going to put them all in a room, and we're going
right.
to let you deal with them. Just don't let them kill each other. And, you know, you never know what type of difference you could make. But I could go on and on about that forever, but I really want to get through the questions that I have for you because I've been so excited to speak with you again. So tell me about your film career.
I started off in theater, and I got put out of elementary school. My teacher said to go to fine arts school. And so I was a theater major from third grade through college, through my undergraduate degree. And I, when I was in graduate school at Columbia, I ended up working with a filmmaker in Chicago and doing some of the background work, like learning the technical side of film. And so I came into film, like from backstage, so to speak, doing lighting, doing sound work, doing production work. And when I moved to Atlanta, that was when I decided to just to get back into my original passion. And so a lot of the work that I've been doing now has been back acting. And so that's what I was saying. I'm here now at Georgia Tech. There's a film festival for Black science fiction films. And two of the movies that I'm working on, well, one is a movie and the other is a web series. Genesis is the movie. It's the story of this family of superheroes. And I play the mother in Genesis. Yes, and my baby has to go out and save the world.
Now, that is interesting.
Yes, because how often do our children get to see themselves in such an amazing light? Like, they are the ones who are, you know, they're doing the special effects and they're doing the martial arts and that kind of stuff. And they're fighting the bad guys and they're winning. Like, I love being a part of a project where we are winning.
Yes,
and
I
so
love it.
Really,
so positive.
Really excited that. Yeah, and it's on the screen now. I'm looking through the window. That people get to see that. They get to see that image. And the other project that I'm doing is called Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And Eternal is a web series about Black vampires in Atlanta.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
I cannot wait to see both of them. I'm sure they are amazing. Those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio, and I've had the pleasure of speaking to Red Summer, and I have coming up shortly Miss Sharonda Salters of At Nora's Cosmetics. Right now, I would like to play a little clip of your work, Red Summer. Stilettos,
okay.
You want to give us a little background on this piece before I play it?
Okay. Stilettos, we'll probably play it, and then we can talk about it after that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Right. Okay, cool. So here it is, Stilettos.
Believe thou.
Wow. What a key. That is
thank
a key.
You. Thank you. Thank you. So Stilettos is built on just the concept of so many times we do things in life that are painful to us. Like we do them ourselves. And we're told that we have to do these things in order to fit in or in order to be accepted. You know, we feel like we have to just take the hand that we're dealt and just deal with it. And that's what the song is about. Even like talking about something that's very, very painful, but still singing it in a way that's light and whimsical and fun almost. You know, so it kind of takes people sometimes a minute to hear the song before they even hear the song.
I can imagine. I'm looking at our time, and our time is leaving. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
It is leaving me. But before we go, I have one final question for you. If you could go back and give some advice to your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give?
Cool, to my 18-year-old self, it would be to make your own decisions based on what you want your life to look like. You know, at 18, you take a lot of advice and you take a lot of people's baggage and they tell you, oh, you can't do this because they couldn't do it, or, oh, you should do this because they were never brave enough to try. And I would tell my 18-year-old self to do it anyway.
I love it. I love it. Go for it.
Thank you. 100%.
So tell everyone where they can find any of your books, CDs, downloads, or just any information on you, where they can find it.
Okay. Well, I have two books, and they're both found on the RedSummerExperience.com. But if you don't want the paper book and you're high-tech, you want an e-book, the e-book is available on Baby, on Amazon, on iTunes. The CD that you were just playing is also available on iTunes, the CD Baby. And I guess probably if you Google me, you might find some information there too. I'm on all the social networks.
Okay, and those of you listening, if you didn't get any of that information, you know you can send me an email, tweet me, Facebook me, and you can also find Red Summer on Facebook. If you are my friend, you can always find her on there. But if you can't, just send me an email, and I will definitely put you in touch, point you in the right direction. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you. I do want to take a second and say thank you for listening for all of the students at Maverick High School in Kissimmee, Florida. I'm really excited to have them to support me and to be listening.
That is awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and listening.
Yes.
Well,
thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much for opening up Fierce Females for me. I was so excited when Tia confirmed for you.
Yes.
Love it.
And I can't wait to hear her interview with you as well.
I know. I can't wait for that one either. You opening it up and she's going to close down the show. I'm excited.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, have a wonderful rest of your show.
You do the same. I hope you have a great night.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Those of you who are still listening, this is Real Talk Radio, and that was the beautiful Red Summer. And coming up right now, I have none other than Sharonda Salters, who is the creative genius behind At Nora's Cosmetics. So you definitely do not want to change the dial. We're going to take a very quick, and I mean quick, break. And when I come back, she will be on the air. And so if you are listening and you're into makeup, go ahead and call all your girlfriends and tell them to dial that number or click on the internet link and tune in to the show. We will be right back.
Come talk about you, come talk about me, come talk about I, come talk about me, come talk about she, come talk about bad, come talk about big, come talk about way, come talk about you, come talk about me, come talk about me. I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about swag, I'm talking about this, and I'm talking about her, cause she knows she bad. You wanna make a day, just play her song, so they gon' go hard. They talking about bands, but I can't you though, man, it's stress too long. Instance in court, what I call my team, and another guy like me, trying to still be.
Thank you so much for staying with me. This is Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kay Sherrell, and this has been the opening series of Fierce Females. I'm telling you, I'm having too much fun on this show tonight. I don't know what to do with myself. And I have on the line live right now none other than Sharonda Salters. Hello.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
I am so great. I'm so wonderful. I'm telling you, I'm going to have so much fun this entire month doing Fierce Females. I don't know if I'll be able to contain my excitement.
I know. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show and just putting Fierce Females out there, getting us out in the public eye. I really appreciate you just doing this segment on Agnora's, which is a brand that is just up and coming and is really out there popping now. So I thank you, and I appreciate you for using this platform to help fierce women.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm telling you, this is what this show is all about. It's all about exposure for others and definitely about giving back. And I love when I have the opportunity to speak to fierce women such as yourself on the show. It inspires me. It motivates me on so many levels. I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for just using your talents to help us just kind of be better women.
So I just want to go ahead and let's just get into it because I'm telling you, you don't know. I'm like grinning like a Cheshire cat. I'm having so much fun over here. So why Agnora's Cosmetics? Like, why did you decide to start it?
Well, I tell you like this. My friends all from high school, and thank you, ladies, for listening. All of my friends are online. But my friends from high school, if you would ask them, what is the one thing that you know about Sharonda? And they will say, her lip gloss. She will go back home 30 miles to get her lip gloss, but she'll leave her cell phone home.
That's what I'm talking about. Like little mama say, that lip gloss is popping. You have to go make sure them lips popping. Go for
it. Yes, yes, yes. It's the lip gloss that's very complimenting to all women of all nationalities, of all the colors and all of that good stuff. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, and the thing about it is, and the people don't realize that to women, regardless of what walk of life, like lip gloss can be life-changing. It really
Absolutely.
Can. Lip gloss can be life-changing because I'm telling you, some days the outfit is like, it need a little something. You get a little shiny on your lips, and I don't know, it's like your whole personality changes. It brings out that inner diva.
You really do. You see yourself totally in a different light. I have so many stories where I'm out doing this show, and I have one particular story that's really, really dear to my heart. I had this, a well-seasoned Caucasian, and she was a little bit obese, and she came and she sat at my table, and so she said, well, what do you have to offer? So I said, well, let's try and let's see what Agnora's can do for you. So I tell you, Kimberly, the first color that she put on, I'll never forget it. It was super pomegranate. She put it on and she looked in the mirror, and it was as if she saw a person in her that she'd never seen before. Her whole attitude changed. And so from her, my motto has come, when you change your mind, you change your season. Because she had changed her mind about herself, and she changed the season that she saw herself in. So the lip gloss, I tell you, it's just another mode of transportation to take ourselves to another level. As small as it is, the little small package that it comes in, it really does take us to a whole another level.
Yes, it really does. And, wow, that is such a powerful story. I mean, people have no idea what little things you can do that can really boost someone's confidence, boost their self-esteem, really just sort of turn their whole day outlook around. And it can be something as simple as a small tube of lip gloss.
Absolutely. And we just don't know. I think a lot of women, we do know the power of how we see ourselves, what we think of ourselves. And I've always, you know, held close to, it's not what others say about me, it's what I say about myself, is how I see myself. So I'm really excited about Ed Norris. Ed Norris has, you know, the woman that is, you know, not as positive or not as, you know, doesn't think she's as pretty, and when she tries on Ed Norris, she sees herself in a different way. So I get to see those women awaken right before my eyes. And sometimes it's really touching. Sometimes you're like, wow, I'm so glad that I did this.
Yes, and you know, and there's something about it, and clearly this is something, this is your purpose. And when you follow your purpose, when you align yourself into that, you are changing lives. You might not be able to foresee it when you first start, like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, I'm really into cosmetics, not saying for you, but you know how individuals think, like, okay, you know, I'm just going to do cosmetics, but you don't know how you will impact the world by simply aligning yourself with what your purpose is.
Absolutely. And I am so, I am so just in tune with what my purpose is. And not only that, Ed Norris is not only my purpose, I am gifted in it. So when you're gifted in an area, what others may do, you know, the lip gloss and things of that nature, but when you're gifted in an area, mm-hmm. and it's your purpose, I mean, just the stars align, and you're like, you know, that's the famous thing when I get a perfect color, and I'm like, there it is, that's your color, girl.
Oh, yeah, I have a little happy dance when I find mine. It's kind of a break dance shuffle type thing.
There it is. You know. That's that power move, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So where did the name Ed Norris come from?
You know, I was sitting in my home office one evening, and I had already come up with the serum, had already come up with the tagline, and however, I had just not been able to think of a name of the company. So in the next 5 minutes, I'm sitting here, and I'm racking my brain. I'm like, talking to my husband, I'm like, honey, what do you think a good name is? So like 5 minutes later, he comes upstairs, and he says, I have your name. And I said, what is it? He said, Ed Norris. I said, how did you think of that? He said, you know, your mother, she was really gifted. It's your name spelled backwards. It's the name your mother gave you, but it's spelled backwards. And he said, now I have to say, but I did get it from Oprah, but you can be Oprah of Columbia. I said, no, I'm going to be the new Sharonda. So actually my husband actually thought of the name, came up of the name, and you know, so I have to give him his props. He always says, when I'm doing a show and he comes by and he says, you know, I thought of the name of the company, right? So, yes, actually the name, my husband thought of the name, who is very supportive of the brand. Sometimes he talks about lip gloss more than I do.
I love it. I absolutely love it. That is great support. Good job, husband, on picking out the name. Good job.
Yes.
You know, I have looked at that name. I've had this in my head for a few weeks, and I've been sitting there thinking, like, where did this name come from? Ed Norris. Like, it's so unique. It definitely, you know, it's something that if you hear it, it stays with you. And I'm just like, where did she come up with this from? I'm like, this must be her mother's name or a mother-in-law's name, or maybe it's one of the names out in the Bible. I don't really remember, you know, reading. I love
it. Well, thank you so much. He would definitely be proud that, you know, I gave him some props tonight that he did think of the name without him, you know, giving me a little shoulder and say, hey, tell him I thought of the name. So,
his help, you know, we might just be calling it lip gloss. We wouldn't even know what to call it. It would be like, you know, when Prince went through that phase when he was no longer Prince, he was just a symbol.
A symbol. Okay,
yes.
Go figure. You know, so I hear you. So it's really exciting.
So what all do you have in your line now other than lip gloss? Because your line is expanding.
Yes, it is constantly expanding. We have, I have three collections of lip gloss, and then I just added at the end of last year a eyeshadow. I have six palettes of four color palettes, and so I just added the eye shadow, and I'm actually moving into the cleansing serum now. So women that really don't use any foundation, however, we still need to clean our faces. So that's the next endeavor that that Ad Nors is going to move into, a cleaning solution that we have now, the lips, the eyes, and then we're going to go to something to clean your face, to help your face stay pretty, and we have something that moisturizes your lips. Now we're going to go to something that, you know, adds a pop to your eyes, and then we're going to go to something that, you know, keeps your face clean.
All right. I love that. So tell me a little bit about this cleaning serum that you have coming up. This is like something you would do before you put makeup on or after you take your makeup off?
Absolutely. It's something that you would do after you take your makeup off. But you also, even if you don't wear makeup, we should not actually clean our face with soap and water. We should actually clean our face with a facial cleansing solution. Even if you don't wear makeup, it takes off all of the dirt and the dust that's gotten in your face throughout the day, and even as you sleep, you know, with the dust that is in the air. So this is a solution that you even use if you don't use makeup. And right now, the serum that we're working on, it's a 3-in-1 process. It's a 3-step process. We're trying to go to a 3-in-1 process. So those are the kinks that we're working out now, going to a 3-in-1 process. So it's more convenient because, you know, we're mothers, we are wives, and we're, you know, entrepreneurs, and we're encouragers. Some of us are, you know, so we have busy lives. So I really need something that goes along with our life, that doesn't take too much time for me. I need every second of the day. So
yes.
That's what I'm really looking at, something that's a shorter process for us to clean our face and still look pretty and put on our lip gloss and put on some eyeshadow, and we're out of the door.
Oh, yes. Definitely want something that is quick. Now, are these products, are, you know, someone with sensitive skin, like myself, I have sensitive skin, and it's because I actually found out once I was 20 that my skin is sensitive because I have asthma, and I never knew that. But I have to be,
yeah.
I've tried to use some other, some other cleanser, and I feel like it got my skin clean, but it really stripped me of, you know, of some necessary moisture and things that I needed, and it left me a little red.
Yes. Actually, the three that we have now, we have for oily, we have for dry, and we have sensitive skin. How about that? But we're also working on the fourth one that is the combination skin as well.
Okay. Love
yes.
it, love it.
Yes.
Those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio, and I have with me none other than the creative genius behind Ad Nors Cosmetics, Ms. Sharonda Salters. So I'm very excited about the line. I love makeup. One of the issues that I've had with cosmetics, though, is not only sometimes the price, because I found a lip gloss I really love, and it was by Chanel. The lady I was in, I can't remember what store I was in. I was in Bloomingdale's, I think, or somewhere. I was in Atlanta shopping, and I love the lip gloss, but just the one little thing of lip gloss by Chanel, I think I paid like $45 for it. And
yeah.
And when it ran out, it's like, okay, there's not just like a Chanel on every corner where I can, you know, run to and buy another one. And then on top of that, my husband was like, oh, this is single. Like, you know, we're not spending $45 on lip gloss now.
Right.
I did not enjoy that. And so I had the hardest time trying to sort of find, you know, that same little color that had that same little spark somewhere else. I don't like that. And it's so hard to shop online when the person is not, they don't remember you. You know, I was not a customer.
Right.
I was, you know, I was just somebody that swiped their card and bought something.
See, and that's the great thing about Ad Nors. Ad Nors, we are the more face-to-face kind of product now, where I attend shows. I get to see my clients. I get to see the people, the fans for Ad Nors. And people to say, yes, I got your lip gloss from a friend down in Atlanta, or I got your lip gloss from a friend in Spartanburg. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, the great thing about at North, it is greatly priced. We don't have astronomical prices, and that's because we don't have the overhead. It's just myself, so I don't have a lot of overhead that you will find your larger companies that have. However, one of the more greater things about at North is the more that you use at North, the less that you find that you have to use it. One thing that was really important to me when the product was being created is that it moisturized my lips. So as it moisturizes your lips, the more you use it, the more moisture your lips are able to retain. So you'll actually find yourself having to use it less. So the $20 that you may pay for a bottle or the $15 that you may pay for a bottle, you'll find yourself, you won't have to spend as much. And it's not about the selling of the product. It's about the product speaks for itself. It's about the client being happy with the product. I have, I use a tube of my Super Balm. It probably lasts me almost 2 months, and I use it every day. But I find that, people are like, yeah, I need another one. I've had this one for about 2.5 months. I'm like, wow, that's great. It's not about, each person just buying. It's about that if one woman can tell another woman, and then they're enriched by Ad Norris, and then that woman tells another woman, and they're enriched by Ad Norris. It's just that I want it to be something that enriched the women of America.
Wow. I love that. I love that. And that is wonderful. You say the more you use it, the more you don't have to use it, and it retains that moisture. And, oh, my goodness, how great that is. I hate nothing more than when you wipe your lips at night. You take your lip gloss off, you take your lipstick off, and I mean, you got lips looking like you've been standing out in the sun for 12 hours.
Yes,
they all cracked up and dried out.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I have what I call Super Balm, and Super Balm is just a lip gloss that is packed with moisture and it's packed with protection. It protects your lips and it moisturizes your lips. I tell you, once you try Ad Norris, it is not like anything that you've ever tried before. It doesn't leave the white line on your lip. It's not sticky. It's not tacky. It has vitamin A in it. It has vitamin E in it. It also has my collection, the Ad Norris Luxury Gloss Collection. It also has a serum in it that helps with the fine lines in your lips. So it's just so much that are packed in these little tubes that just make our lips look good. You know how we say our hair doesn't look. If our hair doesn't look good, your whole outfit doesn't look good. Well, with women, if our lips don't look good, our whole face doesn't look good. So
it throws off your smile.
It does. It throws off everything.
Mm-hmm. It throws off your smile. Then your eyes don't sparkle the way they used to. And your nose might squint a little bit. It really does. It throws off your whole face. It does.
It does. It really, really does. And, who wants to see a woman that has dry, cracking lips, So I tell you, we're really excited about the things that Ad Norris is doing, and especially in our community. Just left Atlanta doing a show down there, have another show planned to go back to Atlanta. Was just in Rex, Georgia, down at a boutique down there, had a great time down there and made a lot of good contacts. So just really excited about the things that Ad Norris is doing in the community of Columbia, South Carolina, and, just spreading throughout. Have a couple of celebrities that are now wearing Ad Norris. I mean, I'm like, who would have thought? Who would have thought it?
Yeah, exactly. Who are some of the celebs that are now got their lips popping thanks to Ad Norris?
Actually, AJ from Chicago Licious, she was at a show here in Columbia. She was one of the celebrities here in Columbia that was at a show that I was at. It was called Karen's Shoe Bar, and she made a guest appearance there, and she came over, and oh my God, she just was just picking so many different. I was like, oh God, okay, honey, yes, however many you want, let's go. So she picked some really, really fabulous colors. They work really, really well for her. And then I also have a local makeup artist here that just recently got a lot of makeup. He does makeup for Angie Stone, so he was really picking some great colors for her. So I'm really excited about, you know, where Ed Norris is moving. So I'm like, wow, I didn't think it would happen so quickly.
Wow, that is wonderful. Love Angie Stone. Love her.
Absolutely, absolutely. He was picking some of the luxury gloss collection for her, some of the collection that gives more full coverage. So he was really getting some great colors for her.
Okay, that is wonderful. Now, you mentioned some of the shows you have coming up. Do you have dates on any of those? So if anyone listening wants to come and check out any of the events and try at Norris in person, they can?
Absolutely. The next show that we're doing, the next big show that we're doing is Bring the Heat here in Columbia. It is March 16th. It will be at the Doubletree Hotel, and I think it's going to start at 7 o'clock. So, yes, if you're interested, come out to the Doubletree Hotel. It's going to be hosted by Sheen Magazine. So we at Norris will be featured there as well. So, yes, come out to Bring the Heat at the Doubletree here in Columbia, South Carolina.
All right, so everyone in the area, please go out and check out at Norris. You will not regret it. You will probably be able to just toss aside all of that other makeup you have in your
Absolutely.
Little cosmetics bag. Become a full addict. Oh, my goodness, the time is just, there's never enough time to talk to people. And I love talking to everyone. I love it.
So
for everyone listening who is interested in purchasing or finding out more about Ed Norris, please give them all of your social media and website information.
Sure. You can definitely go online at www.ednorris.com, and you spell that ADNORAHS.com. You can also find me on the social media, Facebook, and it's the Ed Norris page. And you can also email me at ednorriscosmetics.com.
Okay, thank you so much. And, of course, if you miss any of that, send me a tweet or an email, and I will definitely put you in contact with Ms. Sharonda and the fabulous Ed Norris Cosmetics line. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I've so enjoyed our conversation. I don't think it was an interview. It felt more like a conversation to me.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. And I appreciate, you know, all of the listeners out there. Hey, guys, get at Norris.
Yes, please do. And husbands, if you're looking for something to just sort of surprise your wife, you know, not necessarily for Valentine's Day coming up, but definitely talk to Sharonda. She will definitely be able to point you in the right direction of just a little I love you something, a little shiny for your woman's lips. So, you know, make them a little soft when you get ready to start smooching.
There you go. We'll definitely line them up with the right color.
Yes, definitely. And all the women who, if you think you're not a makeup person, you need to try Ed Norris. I know you don't feel like you like makeup. You don't want all the stuff on your face. Just give it a shot. You will not be disappointed at all.
You won't.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, sweetie. You too. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you for tuning in to this first series of Fierce Females on Real Talk Radio. I've had so much fun. I cannot wait to join you next week. Next week is a jam-packed, super-sized show. I have three guests on with me next week. I will have the very talented and lovely Charvette Mitchell, of course, Jay Harris, the musically inclined and up-and-coming plus-size supermodel, Tika will be on the show next week, so you definitely want to tune in. Right now, I'm going to just end the show with none other than the lovely Red Summer, and we're going to leave with Stilettos. And definitely hit me up and let me know what you thought of the show, okay? Twitter at KSherelle, Facebook.com/KSherelle, or you can definitely find me on Google Plus. Same thing, KSherelle, send me an email, KimberlySherelle@yahoo.com. And definitely tune in to the website. If you miss any parts of the show, it will be there immediately at the end of this segment, Sherelle.com. I love you. I hope you have a fabulous evening. Red Summer Stilettos.